Case, please.
Case number 10698. This is Juliana Pappas. This was north of Route 24 and northeast of Road 313A. This was a special use exception to operate a veterinary hospital and a variance from the minimum lot size and setback requirements for a veterinary hospital.
This has had previous extensions as well.
No. This was approved, and the finding of facts run out November 10th.
Is there a prior approval that expired, maybe?
Hold on.
I know they've been here more than
you're
once.
You're right. This was a reapplication. They reapplied.
Okay, so they had it once, let it expire,
and they
came back, got an approval a second time, and
yes.
Now that year is just about up.
Yes, and what he's saying is all permits are current, and nothing has changed from the original filing. They are working on the project with minimal help since financing was tabled. We just received our DLDOT approval and are trying our best to finish as soon as possible. And they're asking for a one-year time extension also.
Well, it's not like the tower where they're...
No.
They intend to do it.
No, she's trying. No,
They've got DLDOT approval.
They did get that.
Yeah, so they are. I had no problem with that one.
And he did mention he's hoping to have it done within 1 year, but he just wanted to ask for 1 year to be safe.
Motion.
Okay.
Motion to approve a year.
Do you have a second to that? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10698, time extension for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
I'd like to hand out the public hearing dates for 2012.
Oh, okay.
We can look over them, and then the next meeting we can approve it.
Sure.
Have you got the second and fourth Mondays?
What?
Second and fourth Mondays?
Nope.
No, here.
Nope. You said that right quick, too. Nope.
I think they tried their best.
To do it?
The second. Is that what you wanted? Yeah.
There would be less second and fourth Mondays that they'd have to move as than there would be first and third. First and thirds conflict with all kinds of holidays and such.
Well, I see kind of both on here.
it's easier. I think it would be easier. We thought it would be easier to
basic,
remember.
Yeah.
I think we were discussing it would be easier to remember if you had the second and fourth as opposed to the first and the third. Except for February, when there's Martin Luther King Day, and then there's
we don't have President's Day anymore.
Hmm?
Columbus and President's Day.
President's Day, so we can be here that day.
January
the 3rd, I think.
But you still get the two holidays, though, right?
Yeah.
Like state does.
We could schedule on the 3rd.
So
okay.
So what's on June the third one in? What's wrong with the second one in January? Because it's a holiday? Is that the observed holiday?
Yeah. Yep, that's observed holiday.
The first one is January 2nd.
January 1st is probably a Sunday, right, this year. So the second is a...
The second we're closed.
It's going to be on Monday. Is that second?
Okay, so there's... Okay. So in January, they've got it the second and the fourth.
Uh-huh.
February's the first...
First and third.
March is also.
So is April.
So is May. So is June, July, August.
August, September, October, November, until December.
September's the first and fourth, or second and fourth.
And December
October's
is.
October's the first and third.
Why don't we just leave it like it is?
Okay, well, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, what's the need to go back and forth?
It just seems like every year it's always, it's like this year, there was a lot of mixed up.
Mr. Guys, probably because of President's Day and Columbus Day.
Yeah, because of them two holidays.
Oh, and you all are no longer closed on those days.
Correct, right. We're open.
So they're open now. They changed it to be the same as...
So they rearranged your schedule, not ours.
We get two floaters now instead of those days off.
And that's better.
So we can't make it to second and fourth.
My kid's in school, and it was kind of nice.
Then take those days.
Take those days off, though.
Now we have to work here at night.
Yeah, huh?
We have to work at night, though.
That's okay. We don't mind. We don't mind you doing that.
See, so that means you get extra time off the following day.
Oh, okay.
See?
It's a holiday and a bonus.
They get them both at the same time.
Extra pool day.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, might be able to do anything else?
Next meeting, if we can, I'll put it on the agenda to
please
vote
do.
On that.
Yep.
I got to be a little bit thicker. Why can't you do it the second and fourth anyway?
Well, you can, but...
You can, right?
But you, the office prefers not to.
But you guys don't want it that way.
Well, not really, but they just, it's easier on them.
I don't know. I don't think it's been that way just forever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We were just talking about that it'd be easier for the second and fourth with us, right, when stuff got going on. But if it's not.
Because that's always the way it's been done, Brent.
Yep.
Why would he even bring it up then?
I don't know.
Because before, like this year, it was a real problem. But obviously next year it's not.
But next year, straightened out.
Maybe he just does it every
because the holidays and stuff has changed around. It was a little bit of a problem.
Whatever they can, they're following.
But now it is organized.
I got one question for Rick. Rick, you got it. Sent this, we reimbursed on this case number 10,716.
Which case was that?
The house, it could fit in the...
down Broadkill.
Yeah, Broadkill.
Billy O and Yost, yes.
So if a house can fit in the set by being turned, we got to look at that more often.
Basically, what the judge said was the house could have fit with the 10-foot setback. They just wouldn't have had their picture window facing the bay. And he said that part was immaterial. They could have fit the house in without the variance.
So we got to look at that a little bit different now. From now.
I think that's the message in that one.
Well, and if you notice, there's seems to be a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Trend.
It's a trend.
They're paying a lot more attention.
From Judge Bradley.
Than they used to.
They're sticking to the letter of the law and a lot closer.
So we can do that too. And maybe still. Okay. If there's nothing else, we're open for adjournment.
So moved.
All those in favor?
All opposed?
Meeting is adjourned, subject to call.